Bing, bang, bing.
It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter.
I'd rather watch Jell-O get hard.
Inauguration Day edition. I'm coming to you from the Funhouse on Inauguration Day. And that's all the politics I guess I'm going to talk.
It'll come up. It always does.
No, you know, the war is over for me.
Mm-hmm.
I raged a war with MAGA.
I thought you were done talking politics. Here you are.
No,
I told you.
I'm explaining why I'm done.
Uh-huh.
Because gum, right. Sorry.
I had to silently tell you to... I don't want it.
You can have this gum for later.
Oh, good. Okay? I'm so excited.
It's a dessert.
Puke.
It's special.
Yeah,
you don't normally get desserts here. But you can have my gum. And
thanks.
I think that's super nice of me.
And that's all I am going to have. Just
no.
Your gum.
So I raged a war with MAGA for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
mm-hmm.
The war is officially over. Yeah. MAGA left. MAGA got on the best airplane ever built, ask anybody, and went home to Florida. So it's over.
Well, it was Air Force One, so it is one of the best airplanes ever
built. I thought
built.
He went on his own jet home.
Well,
why do we have to pay for him to go home? Well, he has his own jet. Right?
Okay. Well, it is what it is.
MAGA One or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Right? Well, he's gone. So this episode is going to be about something else that is on its way out. And that is QAnon. I haven't talked a lot about QAnon because I don't know anything about it, really.
You don't know anything about
no,
a lot of things.
I mean, I would just occasionally make fun of people on Facebook that believed in QAnon, right? Because I consider that part of the war with MAGA.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were just, you know, what's that? Friendly fire. But.
Yeah. By the way, folks, he's cracking up because he sees my face.
Oh, Victoria is here.
I am here. And I'm giving him dirty looks right now. And he can't stand it.
It's been a tough day for you.
It is what it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this...
No clapping for that? You've clapped like every 15 seconds.
There's no more clapping now.
Can we turn off the clapping button?
The clapping costs money.
Okay.
Just like buying new gum.
I don't want any more
Those
clap.
Those things
Let's
cost
get rid of it.
Money. So...
Okay. Done.
Today, we're going to do a new kind of wisecracking with Winter called Mike Learned Something.
Which is really hard to do.
Now, just imagine that misspelt in your head. Mike learned something, SOMTHINGE. Right?
Right.
And today, Mike is going to learn about QAnon.
And they get to see how my daily life is with you.
So we're going to sum up QAnon before it completely disappears.
It's
the rise,
soon.
The fall of QAnon. So if you don't know anything about QAnon... This is the episode for you. And I even have special QAnon music.
Without hand clapping.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very spooky. It's very conspiracy theory-ish.
Yeah? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's the word.
Gosh, I'm so glad I don't live in your head.
I got to give credit to who composed this. It's called Demise of a Nation.
Can you pronounce their name?
Patrick Bennett.
Ooh, good job.
So, this is his. This is my QAnon music.
Dun, dun, dun.
Q. 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 Q.
And so anyway...
Ah, chew! Chew!
Oh my god.
Are we gonna get on with it?
I'm waiting for you to get done playing over there. So you can actually learn something.
Q. Explained.
Okay. So, I'm going to explain this. I found a great article from the Wall Street Journal. Pretty, you know, I don't know, not super right wing, not super left wing, right down the middle. It's like fly ball.
So if you were Goldilocks, that would be the bed that you'd land.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know.
Some rich guy from New York's bed.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
You got it. If I had my choice, I mean, what are you going to choose?
Wherever the rent's cheapest.
Uh-huh. Which is what you're doing.
Are we going to talk about QAnon?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to stop.
All right.
Okay. So it says the conspiracy theory group known as QAnon has grown in popularity in recent months. It has spread from internet message boards to mainstream platforms and has become a political issue. And on January 6th, they were among the most prominent members of the mob of former President Donald Trump supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington.
Oh, I thought that was undercover Antifa.
Well, they did find a couple of liberal, whatever.
Was it literally
antagonists?
Was it literally like two people?
I have no idea.
I think it was like two people.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Says, here is what we know about QAnon, the conspiracy theory behind it, and how it started.
Oh.
So before I start, what do you know about QAnon?
I know that it begins with the letter Q.
Good job. What else do you know?
I know it's a bunch of nutcases and people that are easily convinced.
Okay, I was going to say, not necessarily nutcases. There are a lot of people who have been in a lot of cults that weren't nutcases to begin with, but were made to be nutcases.
Rubes. P.T. Barnum said it best. There's a sucker born every minute.
That's right.
And these people are giant suckers.
Okay. Yes. I mean, there's better words I could think of.
I know one of them.
I know a few.
And these people are rubes.
But I also know people who have been in cults before QAnon.
Like fun cults? Where you get to have more than one wife?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I don't know if you... That would be fine. Can you imagine having more than one wife?
They all got to live in separate houses.
How did one wife go for you?
It might have been better with two other wives. Because then they got sister wives and they could talk to each other and I can watch the game continue.
Yeah. So, what is QAnon?
What is it?
QAnon is a far right wing, loosely organized network and community of believers who embrace a range of unsubstantiated beliefs. These views center on the idea that the cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles, like Biden, mainly consisting...
Wait a minute. Whoa, stop the clock.
What?
Did you say Biden is a Satan-worshipping pedophile?
Did you hear that? I didn't say
That's what you call libel. I hope you got a lawyer. Because...
I didn't say
Wisecracking with Winter does not endorse the views of Victoria.
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just I said it. Richie Barrister, show lawyer, you heard it. Read on.
So, it consists of the elitist Democrats, politicians, journalists, entertainment moguls, and other institutional figures. They've controlled much of the so-called deep state government, which they say sought to undermine Mr. Trump, mostly with the aid of media and entertainment outlets.
So this all started in 2016 then?
It says 2017, but it could be 2016. It just, you know, somebody had to dream it up, right? So what is the QAnon conspiracy theory?
I don't know. Does it have something to do with quips? Did you ever have quips as a kid? It was like a cereal.
What in the hell is a quip?
It's a cereal.
Like a Q-tip?
No, it's a quip.
I've never heard of it. It must be a Minnesota thing.
It was huge in the 80s.
It was not.
It was too. You can look it up.
They didn't have it in Iowa.
They didn't have a lot of stuff in Iowa. Electricity, plumbing, edumacation.
Mm-hmm.
Can we find out about Q, please?
QAnon conspiracy theory alleges that there is a battle between good and evil, in which the Republican Mr. Trump is allied with the former. QAnon followers are awaiting two major events, the storm and the Great Awakening.
Oh.
Yeah, do you want to know what those are?
When I wake up in the morning, I usually got a giant boner. Is that the Great Awakening?
No, absolutely not. Anyway, the storm is a mass arrest of people in high power positions who will face a long-awaited reckoning. The Great Awakening is not you waking up in the morning. It involves a single event in which everyone will attain the epiphany that QAnon theory was accurate the whole time. This realization will allow society to enter an age of utopia.
Okay. Utopia?
Utopia. That's what it says. Do you know what that word means?
Like heaven.
Right. Kinda. So these people were supposed to get arrested today at noon. So
why? Oh, when Biden took his oath.
Right.
What about Kamala Ding Dong Harris?
I don't know. She's just kind of a worthless bystander who will be president one of these days.
She's the vice president of the United States.
And?
Wisecracking with Winter does not endorse any kind of condescending statements about the first vice president that's a girl. Glass ceiling broken.
I have been listening to all sorts of episodes with all sorts of condescending remarks lately about people in power.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, but all of a sudden it's not okay. So who is Q?
Who?
Followers believe that Q is a high-ranking government insider, presumably with a military or intelligence background, committed to exposing the hidden truth of what they see as an international bureaucracy scheming against Mr. Trump and his supporters. Some followers believe that Q often sends coded signals about his or her existence using the number 17.
What about the number? Hey, that was my dad's softball number.
Oh, I wonder if he's a part of the QAnon people.
Do you think QAnon was around?
He might be the Q.
Do you think my dad is the Q?
I think he is. He's running it from his chair.
That's bananas. He doesn't even know how to run a phone.
Well, he's running.
He can't even read a check and tell me where the account number is on the check.
No, he can't.
How was he running Q? I don't get. When he gets back from Texas, he's got some splaining.
No doubt. So it says they use the number 17, the letter Q's placement in the alphabet. Dun dun dun. They're so smart. Online posts surrounding QAnon conspiracy theories have often described Q as a patriot or a saint. Saint Q. You're going to have to go to church next week and see if they're talking about him. You're really quiet.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Are you learning?
No.
So I'm wasting all these words on you.
There's plenty of people out there that are very interested right now.
Yeah.
I am interested.
So what role did QAnon and its adherents play in the storming of the Capitol?
I don't know.
That's all you seem to be able to say.
Well, they didn't go over it on CNN. Ugh. They weren't busy talking about QAnon. They were
talking about storming the Capitol and the damn Republicans.
They never said that.
Okay.
Anderson Cooper never said that. Anderson Cooper
is
never
not my favorite.
Said that.
I know. Once again, can we talk about how every time I turn on my Hulu, it's on Anderson Cooper?
Can we stick with the topic? We're explaining QAnon.
Well, QAnon and its adherents were instrumental in Mr. Trump's drive to overturn the November election, which he lost decisively. In November, Sidney Powell, a former federal prosecutor who was then representing Mr. Trump, said on Fox Business that she would release the Kraken, a reference to the powerful mythical beast, by making public evidence of widespread voter fraud.
That was in Clash of the Titans. Have you seen that movie?
Clash of the Titans?
Clash of the Titans.
I've seen Remember the Titans.
No, no, not the football movie. Clash of the Titans.
No.
It's so good. Uh-huh. The monster is the Kraken. Yeah. And Hercules has to fight him.
Because you know how much I love monster movies.
It's so good.
Do they, like, fly up into space
the
and they
Kraken has a
up?
Giant dong. It's nuts.
Does the Kraken end up in space and, like, floating around and someone has to go save him?
No, I think Hercules stabs him in the dinger and he dies.
Neither Mrs. Powell nor any of Mr. Trump's supporters have done so, but QAnon supporters adopted the phrase as a rallying cry. Release the Kraken. I'm going to start saying that to you.
That's also the name of Seattle's new NHL team.
The Kraken?
Kraken. The Kraken.
Really?
It's a sea monster. That's super
Seattle?
Scary.
Seattle has a new NHL team?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, look who's dumb. It's you. It's always you.
The Kraken, anyway.
QAnon apparel was prevalent throughout the crowd at the Capitol and surrounding it. During the storming of the Capitol, one of the first people up the stairs leading to the Senate chamber was a man who wore a QAnon t-shirt. What was the reaction to President Biden's inauguration with the QAnon people?
Probably not good.
You are so full of answers tonight.
I'm just guessing.
Uh-huh. Well, that was a pretty good guess. I mean, you've got one for four or something like that.
So they got thrown off of Twitter. They got thrown off of Facebook for the most part. Where are they communicating now?
Well, it says QAnon message boards lit up during the inauguration with mixed messages. Many people who were anticipating the Great Awakening were disappointed when it didn't transpire. Some struggled with what to make of the new administration.
I think some of them struggled to take a shower.
But others, like Ron Watkins, a prominent QAnon supporter, appeared ready to move on. We gave it our all, Mr. Watkins wrote on Telegram. Telegram? What's Telegram?
You don't have Telegram? Oh my God, it's only the best app for psycho conspiracy theorists.
Oh, I'm going to have to download that. Now we need to keep our chins up and go back to our lives as best as we are able. We have a new president sworn in, and it is our responsibility as citizens to respect the Constitution. Now, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds like a Democrat plant.
It sounds like somebody who's not walking around saying, not my president. As we enter into the next administration, please remember all the friends and happy memories we have had together over the past few years. So that, my friends, sounds like the end of QAnon, sort of.
Sort of. Well, I thought this was today was like the storm or whatever.
Well, this article goes on and talks about the furry guy that was in all those pictures, Jake, somebody or not, and Jacob Anthony Chansley, also known as Jake Angeli or Angeli. He was one of the most visible members. He's the one with the big furry coat on with the pictures.
He was a QAnon shaman.
Is that what he is? Oh, look, you knew something.
Yeah, I know some stuff.
Yeah. He said he occupied the seat just vacated by Vice President Mike Pence, according to photographs taken. He's from Arizona. He has often carried a battered sign at the Arizona Capitol saying, Q sent me. Says the snowball has been rolling and it's only getting bigger. Mr. Chansley told the newspaper in February outside a Trump rally in Phoenix, we're the mainstream now. He was arrested on January 9th because he broke into the Capitol and he had all those pictures. And everybody knew who he was. His unique attire and extensive tattoos led everybody to know from every picture exactly who he was. Do you know? Because you're just sitting there listening.
I have a game we can play.
Oh, good. Do you want to know how QAnon started?
Yes.
Okay. In October of 2017, messages on the anonymous online messaging board 4chan.
I actually went on 4chan looking for Q one day because I was super bored.
What? When did you do this?
Oh.
In 2017?
No. It was like 2 months ago.
How did you not ever tell me that you were on 4chan looking for Q?
Because I want to ask you a question.
Because what?
I wanted to ask Q a question.
Yeah, what were you going to ask Q?
I was going to ask him. I'm like, you and I got a lot in common. How long have you been living in your parents' basement?
Oh, my gosh. So it was attributed to Q Clarence Patriot, who posted and signed by a user identified as Q, referencing the Energy Department's highest level of security clearance for nuclear weapons.
Oh, wow.
Or Q clearance. So it's not your dad. Your dad doesn't have Q clearance.
You don't know that my dad doesn't have the football? The football.
I know what the football is.
You know what the football is?
I do, but I'm pretty sure your dad couldn't figure that out to save his life.
He could get it open.
He can't get a can of beans open. So anyway,
Q.
These cryptic messages would later be referred to as Q drops.
Oh, Q drops.
Or breadcrumbs, which are really high in carbohydrates.
How do they know it's the same guy every time writing the Q drops?
I don't know. It has comes from, I don't know. I've never been on this site 4chan.
It's super sketch.
Yeah. Like, does each person have a name so we know who it is when they post?
I kept waiting for like a message to flash across my screen that
says this is from the Q.
That says we have hacked your phone. I'm going to need ₹1,000,000.
Oh, jeez.
For you to regain access to your phone. That's what I thought was going to happen.
So it says the previous year, a man armed with an assault-style rifle fired one or more shots inside Comet Ping Pong, a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant, and was later arrested. Before the shooting, Trump supporters and white supremacists on social media spread a false conspiracy theory asserting that Hillary Clinton and her former campaign chairman, John somebody or another, Podesta, you are a Hillary Clinton fan, what's his name? He ran a child sex ring in the basement of the pizzeria.
Did he?
Oh, it says Comet Ping Pong has no basement. So if there was a sex trafficking ring in the basement, that would be pretty interesting.
It would.
The shooting has since been considered a precursor to QAnon. Then it goes on to talk about how popular they are. You and I both know we've seen all sorts of people in there.
And do you know any QAnon people personally?
I do.
Are they like psychos?
No. The QAnon person I know is a nice person. He would do anything for anybody as long as he's your friend.
What's his full name?
I'm not giving you his name.
What are his initials?
We don't need those either.
Is his favorite number 17?
It probably is now. Yeah. Or it was until noon today. It also addresses Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Amazon. They've pretty much all shut all their stuff down. I've been noticing that friends who are just Republicans and not conspiracy theorists have had their Facebook, like they can't post on sites and they can't create new groups. Everything was shut down for them too.
Like your standard bargain basement, price to sell, base model Republican.
As much as you are the standard Democrat.
I'm not a standard anything.
Right. But
I'm
excellent. As much as you post liberal stuff, which
I
hasn't,
don't.
Not lately.
Not in
lately.
Like years.
Okay. So now we're going to lie on our podcast.
I don't lie,
Richie,
on my own
Richie
show.
Barrister. Anyway, the people who have been shut down have posted just about as much as you. Maybe a little less of the getting on other people's stuff. And
I don't do that causing. Either.
Okay. So what's this game? Because now this is getting super annoying.
Yes, I've been known to troll, but I've been trying to kick it. Mm. It's a bad habit. I think a lot of people are addicted to trolling.
Yes, just we've like been working on that with you.
Yes, you and a team of doctors have been working very closely.
We have been. The next step is electroshock therapy, and it might have to happen.
I think everybody has to hit rock bottom, right?
Yeah.
My rock bottom was when I was over at your house visiting you, and we were watching football, and I think I spent the entire day from morning until I left intermittently fighting with people on Facebook.
That is correct.
And I think that was my low.
It wasn't when you got kicked off the site?
Who cares about, I'll say it, Concerned Citizens of Shakopee. It's a group on Facebook. I got thrown out of it for arguing with
for
all the...
For being a troll.
Wrong.
Troll.
Wrongo.
Troll.
It was for being a patriot.
You are not a patriot.
I most certainly am a patriot.
I'm
the real patriot.
You are the real something. Let's play your game.
You want to play games?
Well, you've been playing games.
Fine.
Should we talk about your affair with the AT&T woman?
Oh, the AT&T bot that I was talking to.
You were asking
AT&T. My AT&T is a app or something, and I was trying to reset a password, and I had to give this app information in order to do that, and I did, and it kept telling me to wait patiently. That it was
the virtual assistant.
Yeah,
was talking to him.
Virtual assistant.
It was the AT&T
that skank
virtual assistant.
Made me sit there forever, and I just started asking the virtual assistant dumb questions, and it would just give me the exact same answer every
time.
Should we
replay your conversation?
If you want.
Yeah.
If you would like to. Would you like to?
Can I be the virtual assistant?
You're going to be saying the same lines over and over again.
I know.
Oh, God. Okay.
They just need to hear what you said. Because you were trying to pick up on virtual assistant. Mm-hmm. Mm. So I'm the AT&T virtual assistant. It says, great. Give me a couple minutes to verify your account. As we verify your account, we'll text you a security verification code.
In the chat window.
Uh-huh.
Still waiting. That's me.
Yep. Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new and may take a few minutes. Thanks for your patience.
Hurry up.
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new and may take a few minutes.
It was new 6 months ago.
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new and may take a few minutes.
This is agony.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new and may take a few minutes.
What's the phone number for T-Mobile?
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new and it may take a few minutes.
This website is janky. Did Trump design it?
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new and may take a few minutes.
What are you doing after work? Do you want to go out and get a drink with me?
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new and it may take a few minutes.
I like that you're consistent with your answers. What are your hobbies?
Don't worry. We're still processing the information. The process is new. It may take a few minutes.
That's fascinating. I like long walks on the beach, a good book, and storming the Capitol.
Oh, well, don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new, and it may take a few minutes.
So decide where we should go for dinner. Your choice.
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new. It may take a few minutes.
Okay. McDonald's it is. Want to share a 20-piece McNuggets?
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new. It may take a few minutes.
I'll let you pick the dipping sauce. I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock. Sound good?
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new. It may take a few minutes.
You want to know what? Wear something nice. I used to date the drive-thru gal, and I want to make her jealous.
Don't worry. We're still processing your information. The process is new. It may take a few minutes.
And that is the end of Thespian Theater.
Yay.
Very good. So before we do the game show thing, do you want to do a plug for Evolve Entertainment?
Evolve Entertainment.
Evolve Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Best yeah. entertainment company out there.
Yes.
You know, we've been saying it's Evolve MN on Facebook.
Right.
But it's Evolve Entertain on Facebook.
Okay.
So that's where you can find this amazing entertainment company. We've got a DJ. We've got some weird music playing now. But we have a photographer, a massage therapist. You name it. We have it. A balloon artist, a magician. We are there for any party you may get to have. Of course, under 10 people right now due to COVID, or maybe 100 outside, depending on the week or what Biden tells you that you can do.
Let's not start it on the... It's his first day. He's probably getting in the bed now with a nice glass of prune juice and a crossword puzzle.
Maybe. I get 4 years of this. You got 4 years. I get 4 years.
I can take it for 4 years.
Uh-huh. I can't take it. So, Evolve. Find us on Facebook. Evolve.
Hey, what's your favorite Verde sauce?
Ooh. Who hurt you, Verde? We had a whole bottle of it the other day. It is so good. Taco salads. It's delicious.
I really like Verde sauce.
I really like that you're finally learning how to say Verde sauce.
Verde sauce.
Very good.
Yeah. What's in Verde sauce?
It's tomatillos.
What's a tomatillo? Is that like an apple?
It's like a little green tomato.
So it's like a unripe tomato.
Not really.
So I'm going it's to, like the cheap tomatoes.
I'm going to take you the next time I take you to the grocery store. You know, like... When I take you and I hold your hand and I drag you through there and you're whining and complaining.
You let me push the cart with the little flag that says customer in training.
That's right. Once in a while. But sometimes you hit my ankles with that thing and then I make you put it away.
It's true.
But I'll show you what a tomatillo is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you really like.
I am a fan. I am a big, big fan. And you can find them on Facebook also.
Who hurt you, Verde?
Verde.
Verde.
There, you said it good.
Verde.
Good job.
Look what I can do. I can say things. Oh, my God.
Yes, you can. Good job.
So you'd recommend people what?
I recommend people go to Facebook right now. And after they book Evolve Entertainment for a party, then they need to buy a whole case of Verde sauce and serve it to everybody there. Have a taco bar.
I'd buy a whole case of it.
Uh-huh. You will be, because I need some more, and I'm not going to pay for it. You can buy it.
So find them on Facebook. Who hurt you? Verde.
Verde.
Sauce. Verde.
Si.
Sauce.
Muy bien.
De nada. It's nothing! All right, you ready to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It depends what the game is. I've gotten drug into that before.
These are different QAnon slang terms.
Oh, boy.
Let's see how many you can get right. Okay?
Sure.
Incels.
Incels?
Incels.
It sounds like small groups of people that are buried within the government.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Incels, or involuntary celibacy.
Oh my gosh.
Where men blame society for their romantic failings.
Huh. You're gonna remember that word, aren't you?
I can think of a few guys this applies to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
I sure can.
Hmm.
How loser are you?
Me?
No. I'm talking about people.
I was going to tell you how loser I was. If
no,
you were
these
thinking.
People that refer to themselves as incels.
I don't know.
And it's why a woman's fault, and it's her fault, and that's why you can't get laid.
Oh. Well, that's true, because if no woman wants you because you're disgusting, then. You know,
it says men that blame society, but they blame women.
Right.
Right. Unless you're a gay man, then you blame other men.
Huh.
I don't. How about?
Uh-oh.
It's a acronym. MGTOW.
My goat touched.
We're not in Iowa.
Our water.
No.
Oh.
Or men going their own way. That's where men decry feminism.
Oh. Okay. Like, is QAnon mostly men?
I think
so. Because we're worried about them getting laid and about not having feminism, because if there was no feminism, then maybe they could just get laid easier.
How about the underscore Donald? What do you think that is?
That would be Mr. Trump. President Trump.
It is the biggest alt-right hangout.
Where
serious Donald Trump supporters lurk.
Huh. I was never invited
to the
Donald. The
underscore Donald.
Oh, I must not be cool enough.
It's a subreddit.
Mm. I don't know what a subreddit is.
It's on Reddit.
Oh.
It's another subreddit thing. SRSS sucks. What do you think it might be?
SRSS sucks?
Yeah.
Something sucks. SRSS. Some Reddit substandard?
Well, it's a Reddit thing, yeah. Mm. Well, it's an idea or claim that is most likely true, but silenced by the powers that be on the intolerant left. Some examples include the idea that there are no intrinsic differences between men and women, particularly with respect to aptitude for certain jobs, the idea that there are only two genders, or the idea that immigrants commit more crimes and Islam is inherently violent and misogynistic religion.
Mm.
That's a mouthful. Don't they have any shorter slangs?
I don't know, but I'm starting to get tired.
Oh, I'm starting to get tired.
Mm. You're always tired.
How about Cult of the Dead Cat? What the fuck? Cult of the Dead Cows Gulag Tool.
What? It sounds like a mixture of, like, if Iowa and Russia, like, got slammed together.
Wrong.
Oh. It's the Iowa-Russia cult mix. The cows and the gulag. Is it like they took Iowa by storm and they took all the farms and they put all the cows in prison?
Because there's no cows in Iowa. There's a lot of hogs and corn.
Democrats?
Hogs.
The cows have been found to be Democrats?
No. Oh. Of course, what a cult of the dead cows gulag tool is a portmanteau of Google.
Huh?
And gulag, the latter being a kind of USSR-era prison that the enemies of communism were thrown into.
Everybody knows what a gulag is, but what does that have to do with anything else?
It implies that the tech giant is a Stalinist dystopia that doesn't tolerate thinking outside its left-wing ideological echo chamber.
Okay, well, I might
somewhat... How did you not know that? It was probably right on the tip of your tongue.
You know what, though? I kind of agree with that.
Ugh, don't agree
Although,
with anything.
Although, echo chamber, I don't even know what the hell an echo chamber is. But I might agree with that whole left-wing social media stuff. Next.
4chan.
4chan?
Yeah, you talked about it.
I've actually heard that before.
You talked about it earlier.
Oh, well, just because I talked about it.
4chan.
Huh. 4chan.
Meaning, okay, Chad Thundercock.
Thundercock?
That's what it says.
I want to meet him.
Or just Chad is a derogatory name given to attractive men who are sexually successful with women.
Nice. Where can I find me one of those?
Oh, I don't know.
Hmm.
Go hang around on, go look for 4chan. I don't know.
I just post on Facebook that I'm looking for a 4chan? A 4chan with a fortune?
Okay. I've been reading the wrong word. So it's, it's, what's the slang for Chad? And a Chad is a guy that gets laid all the time.
Oh.
Okay. Meeks.
Meeks?
Yeah.
Those are quiet Democrats.
Men who are morally reprehensible.
Why is this all about men?
Because
I don't like this anymore.
Because what do they got left? There's already a vice president that's a woman. This is all they got.
Yeah, I think men have a lot more than that.
Meeks. Men who are morally reprehensible but still able to have sexual success with women.
What?
Because they are physically attractive. The term is like Chad. The attractive guys.
This is ridiculous.
On steroids.
Huh.
Okay?
No, it's not okay.
It goes on and on, but it's like, God. What's a femoid?
A femoid? Is that like a hemorrhoid, but guys don't want to blame women, so they're going to call it...
Femoid.
It's a hemorrhoid that a man has, but he wants to blame women, so he calls it a femoid.
Oh, you're not going to like this.
Oh, hold on. Let me get ready. I need a drink.
A portmanteau of female and humanoid or android.
Huh?
This term is used to describe women as subhuman or non-human. Some incels, which we talked about, go further and use the term female humanoid organism or FHO.
Hmm.
Super nice.
From now on, I'm just going to be an FHO.
Okay.
I don't want to have to think.
I'll
just be a humanoid.
How about black pill?
That's what I'm going to give you when this show's over.
I didn't write this shit. Black pill.
Black pill.
These are all QAnon slang terms.
Yeah. It's what they're all going to take after the storm doesn't happen, so they can all die like Kool-Aid.
No, it's just a blog.
What? This shit makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
Hmm.
How about hypergamy?
It's origami on steroids.
The act by women of marrying men who are socially above them, otherwise known as marrying up.
Oh, I need to work on that skill.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Huh. You get one more, and then I am so over this. Better make it good. I'm waiting.
I'm skipping over the Trump stuff. I'm still waiting. TPTB.
Toilet paper TD?
Meaning the powers that be.
That was dumb.
Trans trender.
Oh, it's somebody who's trans because they think it's cool?
People who identify as transgender because it's just trendy.
That's what I said.
You might like that one, trans trender.
Yeah, I happen to, like, I don't disagree with transgender. There's a lot of it, but there are also probably some trans trenders out there.
These are really good.
No, not really. They're really not so good.
Well,
kind of like this show.
How about one more?
Okay.
One more.
One more.
Awesome. QAnon.
Are you and producer Paul doing football picks for the two games coming up?
We'll call them.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
How about wrong think?
It's the opposite of right think.
An idea or claim that is most likely true, but silenced by the powers that be on the intolerant left. So I think I read that earlier. I said it was SRSS sucks.
Yeah, that was...
That's the origin. The origin was on...
on SRSS sucks?
Yeah, which is a...
yeah?
Why can't I think of it right now?
I have no idea.
I just said what it was. Dang it.
Some, that one
Reddit.
Site.
Reddit.
Oh.
Wrong thing.
Okay.
So that's what that was.
Hmm.
And.
I liked the SRSS sucks better than.
So this is a dictionary for alt-right and QAnon, I guess.
Oh. Do they have to study that in order to be in it?
I think so. Well, not anymore because it kind of all got blown up today anyway.
Well, aren't they just going to end up changing the date and say they thought it was supposed to be that date, but really it was supposed to be some other date?
There's been some people already doing that.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens.
Trying to keep it alive, but I don't think it's going to work.
No, they just feel like they need to be a part of something. Huh. A lot of them want to be a part of something.
How about you go be a part of, go get a fucking job! get a job and go be a part of the company.
A lot of these people have jobs.
That's what about your nice friend? Your nice friend, man. Does he have a job?
He does.
Is it at Taco Bell?
It is
not. Oh, is it at... Is it at a fire department?
No.
Well, I don't know any of your male friends.
You do? Well, I've got a lot of them. I'm just one of the guys.
Oh, that's I'd brag about that.
Yeah, that I'm one of the guys. Yeah. How much do you like that I'm one of the guys? What does that say about you?
I don't like it. I don't like it so much.
Why do you not like that?
I never will.
Why?
It's dumb.
That I'm friends with guys?
No, you can be friends with guys, but you're not ever going to be just one of the guys, ever.
Why? Because I have
boobs? You're not. Because you're a girl.
Oh.
You have a vagina and breasts.
I do, but some guys don't actually notice that. Some guys just let me hang out with them because they like me.
Okay, wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, you're just one of us.
Yeah.
Here, drink this. Hey, do you have a boyfriend? Friend? Well, I just want to be your friend. And then it's always they want to get out of the friend zone. Guys always want to get out of the friend zone and get in your pants.
That's not
always
true.
I am a guy and I know unless they're gay.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Time out. Let's have a conversation.
Name
about
one
this.
Male friend that's never asked you on a date that you've known more than a year.
But we're not going to say names.
Give them a fake name. Give me a number of guys. That you've known, hung out with, Facebook friends, because they don't count.
I have a very good friend who I've been friends with for, 12, 13 years?
Okay.
He's never asked me out on a date, ever.
Is he married?
He is.
Give me one single friend that's single, okay?
I don't know that I have a whole lot of male friends.
So you can only be just one of the guys with married friends?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
We're all waiting.
How about you? Is it a double standard? You have female friends.
Like two.
Okay. Do you want to fuck them?
No, I don't.
So why is it different?
Because
you say so.
I don't run around saying I'm just one of the girls. That's why.
Yeah.
The end.
Let's put a skirt on you. See how that goes. I can make you one of the girls.
I don't go hang out with them.
Oh.
I don't
You have stayed with them. You have gone to rock concerts with
them.
They
were already there.
Okay, so it's okay if I hang out with friends if they were already there? If I showed up at the bar and they were already there, then
yes,
it's good?
Yes, it's fine.
Oh.
But just stop with the, it's, we're all just,
friends.
I'm a guy and we're all just one of the
guys.
I'm
not a guy.
No, I'm just one of the guys.
I am treated like one of the guys. Is
By
that
the married guys.
Okay.
Right?
Sure, yes.
Okay. All right.
And really
Glad
anybody
we cleared
else.
That up.
Okay, now that we had an argument over...
It's not an argument. It's a discussion.
Yes. Our personal discussions.
There were no accusations made.
No. You didn't say, hey, you're out there sleeping with
married
men.
I never would. I don't care that you have male friends. But notice the ones that don't hit on you are married.
Oh.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Coincidence.
But here's something else.
What?
Because I'm not a fembot or whatever, and I have my own brain.
Yeah, sure.
I can easily tell some guy who happens to be hitting on me, which doesn't happen very often.
Oh, no,
if
never.
If they do, you know what I can tell them?
What?
No. Just say no. And because I'm not a whatever, and he's going to blame me anyway.
Right. We're
calling
Paul. Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
He loves that.
He does. I really love the video he sent you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Paul, I'm doing the show right now.
A show right now?
Right now with
Hi, Paul.
Victoria. Right
Wow.
now.
That's exciting.
And we thought...
Oh, this is super exciting, let me tell you.
So I thought... We do the football picks, but we got stuck on a conversation about can a woman be friends with guys and be considered one of the guys? And we did some probing questions, and we came up with, yeah, sure, you can be just one of the guys and have male friends as long as those male friends are married.
That's not necessarily true.
Isn't it? Paul, you want to settle it?
Probably, yeah. I think you're probably right.
I would hate to see what happens in male brains. I don't think I would.
I mean, probably unless you're talking about like a ugly lesbian, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, so I've got half of it. I'm a lesbian.
You're not a lesbian.
No, I know. I'm just trying.
So your longest male friendships are with guys that are in good marriages.
Yes.
Okay.
Or they're in marriages.
Okay.
I don't know if they're good. I don't ask.
One last question. And Paul, you can weigh in. Do you remain friends with the guys that are in bad marriages? Like, do the guys in bad marriages that you're friends with, do they ever make a pass at you?
No.
And then apologize later. Well, it's just because I was in a bad marriage, buddy.
No. No.
That's never happened.
When you're real friends, you're not friends with because they want to sleep with you. Whether they're in bad marriages, whether they're in good marriages, whether they're in gay marriages. I don't care what kind of marriage it is.
It's never happened to you.
If you're friends. No, it has never happened.
Okay.
If you're friends with somebody, you're friends with somebody. Period.
Paul, do you want to weigh in on this?
I'm not sure I should. I mean.
Personal experience,
that's probably
Paul?
No winning answer.
Not really.
It isn't. I mean, it is what it is. It's just, it's not even, it's just a difference of opinion.
So
I've never been friends with a woman in a failing marriage. I've been friends with men in failing marriages, but.
Did they hit on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a little awkward. So, I mean.
Right.
No reason to think it wouldn't happen the other way around, right?
I mean, suppose. Yeah.
I mean, see?
I better not hang out.
Men in failing marriages are going to hit on their male. There's no reason they wouldn't hit on their female friends.
That's true. Okay. Paul gets the prize.
See? That's why I bring him on. See?
Yes. Yeah. Paul is way smarter than you are.
Well, that's, you know, he's a producer.
That's true.
I miss the wise-ass talent.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of things, we spent most of the show talking about QAnon and talking about what that is. Do you want to
is
weigh
that still
in?
A thing?
I don't think
not
so.
Not as of noon today.
Yeah, I think it might be done.
They haven't been rounded up and put in the black site prison.
Do you want to weigh in on QAnon before we do football picks?
No, it doesn't actually deserve my attention.
The good news is football picks are going to go really quick today.
Yeah, there's not a lot of football picks.
No.
I don't think it's even worth me trying to find music for it.
No, I think we just throw them out there.
Few picks.
Two.
All right, Paul, are you ready?
I'm ready to hear. I don't even know what the lines are, though. So.
Oh, are you going to pull up the
lines? I haven't even looked yet, if you can believe it.
I'll get the lines.
Yeah, how have you not done that yet? Well, I mean, you guys are betting every week, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, I thought you were taking me out for dinner with your 250. What happened with that? I cooked dinner tonight.
Paul and I decided to reinvest it this weekend.
Oh, my God.
All of it.
You promised me dinner with that money.
But how are we supposed to double it if we don't bet it all again?
Oh, my God.
Everything on black.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah. Hot dogs for the next week, I'm feeling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two games. We got Tampa Brady at the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are a 3-point favorite. And I'll let ladies first. So go ahead, Victoria, with your pick. And why? There's got to be deep analysis.
Uh-huh. The Packers have this one. And it's Aaron Rodgers all the way. They've got it, and it'll be more than 3.
What's the thing with a whole football team's identity being just the quarterback? Reminds me of some other team.
Yeah, my other team. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's the whole team, but he has a lot of talent.
How many people start?
11.
Okay, and then 11 on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So 22 people, but the only person that matters is a quarterback.
Well, the quarterback keeps them all together.
Even the defense?
The defense just needs to block. If they can't block, then...
And tackle?
Okay, yes.
And intercept?
Oh my God, can we stop this conversation?
So Green Bay.
What is your choice?
Yeah.
It's your turn, Paul, because Mike is talking way too much.
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, we know who Mike's taking. But
anybody but Green Bay?
I think that, you know, I was proven wrong this past week. I thought that Drew Brees could overcome his lung and rib injuries and put Tampa in their place for a third time this year. But no, Brady and company got the job done. But I'm assuming the forecast is going to be below 32 degrees.
It's going to be cold.
And although Brady's used to playing outdoors in the north.
Yes.
In January.
Yes.
But he's on.
But he's one of 22.
Mm-hmm.
The other 21 guys that are starting for Tampa, I'm going to guess not so much experience playing in those conditions. I'm not saying it's the only factor, but I think it will be a factor. I'll take Green Bay to win by 10.
I'm going with Tampa Brady, and I'll take those 3 points, too.
Mm-hmm.
The other game.
Where's your hard-hitting analysis?
You guys already used all the stuff I was going to say.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
We didn't say anything good about Tampa Bay.
No. Tampa Bay has Brady. They have Gronk. They have
That's all you need, right?
They have Gronk. Belichick at coach.
Uh-huh. Next.
They have.
Gronk is broken down.
I agree.
I like Tampa's defense.
Even the name, Gronk.
I think Tampa's defense is better than Green Bay's. I think Brady is a better quarterback than Rodgers. So.
Pish-posh.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Rodgers is a perennial choke artist.
Next.
He's been to the Super Bowl exactly once.
How many times have the Vikings been?
We're not talking about the Vikings.
Well, then let's not.
We're talking about Tampa Brady.
Stop like hating Green Bay so much that you can't even.
You know, how many times have the rest of the guys on Tampa Bay been to the Super Bowl?
I can't. I have no idea.
Because you're making the argument that you just criticized Victoria for, that it's that only one guy is what's important.
I said Gronkowski, and
oh yeah, he's been to the Super Bowl
six times.
What about the other 20 guys?
We don't have that much time.
Next game.
Right.
Okay, the other game.
Much time since they haven't been there.
The other game of the day.
God, you've lost it.
Buffalo. The Buffalo Bilirubins at the Kansas City Mahomeless Chiefs. No Mahomes for
That's
Sunday.
That's not true.
Temperature 49 degrees and rain.
Last I heard, Mahomes is questionable and he might be starting.
His sexuality's questionable.
He is going to get married, and he has a baby on the way.
Uh-huh. Okay. Paul, you get to go first.
What? You didn't tell us
the
point spread.
Oh, the point spread. I'm sorry. It's the usual. Kansas City is a 3-point underdog because they're at home. Or favorite. I'm sorry. Favorite at home.
Really?
Yeah.
They were only a 1-point favorite right after the game ended on Sunday.
Yeah, well, the likelihood of Mahomes playing is moving up a little.
Is it?
Right.
They're just going to cheat, and they're going to put Mahomes in the game, and they're going to break the whole concussion protocol just so.
He is. I read today. No, actually, my sports analysis read me an article today who told me that they are following concussion protocol.
That's bullshit.
But he. What?
I don't. It's bullshit. They're going to force him into the game early and he's going to get hurt again. And then no more Mahomes or Mahomies.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Paul, let's hear your opinion because we didn't ask Mike his yet.
It's a tough one, you know. We don't know who's starting at quarterback. But despite that, I think, you know, Chad Henne showed that he was ready to come in and play last week.
6 out of 8.
You know,
how about that picky throw?
But hey, 6 out of 8.
He got him down the field.
And he
wasn't
expecting to play.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's good.
He's not good.
How long has he been in the league? Like 25 years.
Huh. I think just a tad less than Tom Brady. I think he was Tom Brady's successor at the University of Michigan.
Great.
Michigan. Man, I don't know. I feel like I'm chasing the points, as they say, because I bet against the Bills last week, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess they showed me. I guess now I got to go with the Bills. I'm going to go with the Bills, though. I'll take the 3 points. It's kind of just a roll of the dice, not knowing whether Mahomes is playing.
I'm going to go with the Bills, period. End of story.
Mm-hmm. Any guess who I'm going with?
I don't know why it would be Kansas City at this point. They have a...
Because I have faith in my team, and I have faith in
really?
Because
I was at your house
it wasn't
last
me.
Sunday. It got pretty goddamn quiet.
Was it me or was
when
it
when Mahomes stood up and he was all woozy like a guy out on a drunk, and they walked him out, house melted down.
Yes, my son melted down.
Not just your son.
I didn't melt down.
You weren't happy.
Well, no. Nobody's happy when their quarterback is taken out.
It wasn't just your son.
Okay.
The whole house got dark. Yelling. That whole Arrowhead Stadium got goddamn quiet.
But we have the one great offense.
Oh, please.
We don't?
No.
We don't have, we have depth in our offense. Absolutely.
If you have the quarterback in, which I guess backs up your argument. Because
so here we go. We're going to have a little side bet, Paul.
Oh, now there's side bets. Mm-hmm. That's not legal here. Maybe if we were in Indiana, but we're not.
Chiefs versus Bills. No points. I win. You eat green beans on air.
On the air?
On the air. You win.
Because people want to listen to me gag.
Yeah, I want to hear you throw up, and I'm going to video it. If you win,
we
your
need
choice.
No points.
No points.
Doesn't.
Game for game. No points. Don't roll your eyes at me.
What happened with this spread?
No spread.
Paul, you want to weigh in?
Doesn't Patrick Mahomes eat 100% of his green beans 100% of the time?
No, he hates them.
No.
He 100% hates them, but he 100% doesn't care.
Yeah,
I think,
he
100%
does it because it's a bet. You can tell me right now what I'm going to have to do. Within reason, and it can't be disgusting.
Oh, there goes that.
No videotaping horrible things.
Okay, fine. You can't stand soda. What's your least favorite soda in the whole world? And I'll know if you're lying.
I don't know, because I don't like any of it.
Pepsi? That's
Pepsi,
extra sugary.
Coke. Root beer is horrid.
He sold that too hard.
No, it's so gross. Except
how about
for
Mountain
ice cream?
Dew?
I can't. No.
Fine. If I win... Chug a lug, because you're going to drink a giant bottle of Mountain Dew on the air like you did with the Coke.
I will throw up Mountain Dew.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
I will throw up green beans.
Okay, well, good, because I'm going to win.
Do we have a bet?
It's a bet.
Paul, do you want to weigh in on this bet?
I'm looking forward to one of you losing, because since there's no points, you can't have a push, so that's good.
No points.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
The games are picked.
They are.
The show
wagers.
Is over, finally.
Yay. I have to go home to my kids.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, hey, don't forget to follow us on social media and rate the show positively on Apple Podcasts.
You know what has not been done in this show?
What? What did I learn?
We didn't do What Did I Learn, but you also didn't do an ad for Paul.
Oh. Well, Paul, you're here. You want to just go ahead and do the Paul Lambie Carpenter Realty ad?
Because that's what our football picks were sponsored by.
Yeah, that's true. They were. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so did you enjoy football picks? I mean, surely you enjoyed listening to these football picks. Well, if you need to buy or sell a house and you want to enjoy that almost as much as you enjoyed these football picks, you should call Paul Lambie. He's currently... with Carpenter Realtors, real estate company in central Indiana. But hey, even if you're not in the Indianapolis area, get a hold of Paul Lambie anyway. He can help you out. He'll set you up with a top-notch realtor in your area because he's got a whole network at his fingertips.
I will be using him as soon as I have to flee the state of Minnesota to get away from Mr. Wisecracker.
I'll be using him, too, if I want to buy a nice house. I don't need any kind of snarky answer.
Well, you can't afford a nice house because you live in your dad's basement.
That's how I can afford a nice house. Uh-huh. I'll buy 4 houses in Indianapolis tomorrow just out of spite.
You go for it. Can you move there, too?
I can. What did I learn? I learned that QAnon is a giant waste of time. It's a cult, much like, name a cult, Paul.
The Jonestown people.
Good cult.
What were they called?
Jonestown.
The Jonestown cult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Victoria, name a cult.
I don't know. The Catholic Church.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's a big one.
Uh-huh.
So it's a cult. They got their own lingo. They've been around for a whole whopping 3 years, and it sounds like it's breaking apart because the storm never happened on Inauguration Day. Joe Biden is president. Kamalanga Ding Dong is vice president. The glass ceiling is broken, as well as the QAnon curse. So I don't think we'll be seeing any of those fucktards running into the Capitol anytime soon. So, if you're in QAnon and you're upset by any of this, I don't give a shit. Get yourself out there and start your own cult. Be a self-starter. What else did I learn? I learned about a lot of words that I'm never going to use that are in the QAnon dictionary, right, Victoria?
Uh-huh.
And
I don't remember any of them already.
I've learned that it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback for KC. Victoria is still going to pick them to beat whomever.
That's right. Right? I support my team.
You support your team.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, did you learn anything in your short time?
I learned that that everything's safe now in America. I guess you foiled the QAnon plots earlier in the show. So. I had been worried, but now I'm resting assured.
Good. I'm glad.
Fantastic. Well, sleep well, America. Ooh, that's a good song. I don't know what that is.
I feel like I should start dancing.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to end the show now. Hey, we'll see you guys next week. Goodbye from the Funhouse. Say goodbye, you two.
Good night.
Night-night.
Bye, guys.